You're listening to a mini episode of the Enterprise Now Show, where we change lives through enterprise.
So talk your personal brand a little bit. Why go that direction?
So I went from having two other competitors in medical device sales. Like, you were either buying my product. There was one product that was like on the very, very far spectrum, which I never lost business to really. And then there was another competitor. So I didn't really have a ton of competition. It was more about relationship building, product training, education, all those different things. When I became full-time into digital marketing, I realized there's hundreds of thousands of options that are out there. Like, everybody says they're a digital marketer, so it seems at times, right? So I knew that I had to stick out from the crowd, because why would someone, especially because our business, we have over 100 ongoing clients, 90% of them are not here in St. Louis, 95% of them I had never met before they signed up with us. So I've now since met a lot of them and things like that. But I knew I had to stick out from the crowd. So I leveraged my social media, specifically Facebook at the time and still do to this day, to create content to my ideal target audience, which is entrepreneurs that are looking to grow, invest in their marketing, and want their companies to 2, 3, 5, and even 10, 20x over the course of the next couple of years. Where most digital marketing agency owners go wrong is they do the show up and throw up. So if you go to their social media, you literally can smell the digital marketing on them. So they have a Facebook cover photo that says, I'll guarantee you whatever. Every post is literally results. I did this. I did that with a Lamborghini. I took five, you know, whatever the situation is. So my profile and all my content is geared towards 90% what it is like to be an entrepreneur. 10% digital marketing, but it's always telling a story and connecting that to something that our clients experience. So that way the potential client on the other end can get tied into that story and be like, man, if I just hired Adam and his team, maybe I could experience those things. But by doing so, I've opened up, I've been super vulnerable. Here's what is not going well in business. Here's what is, but I tell the story. So that way, whether people like my stuff, comment, share it or not, they just see it. They're like, man, Adam's a real human. He is a digital marketer, but he's an entrepreneur and a human just like myself. And so that gets me a ton of business.
Thank you so much for listening. If you got value from the show, all I ask is that you share it with one other person you think would also enjoy the content. And we would love to connect with you on social media as well.